我们早上的聚会呢，要跟大家互相勉励的题目是表里不一。
This morning, the topic for our sermon is external facade.
这个牵涉非常广。
And this topic encompasses many things.
在这个人性的弱点很多的这种环境之下呢，表里不一，也可以说是非常普遍。
And part of the human shortcoming is putting on an external facade.
有的在习惯上已经这样，所以不觉得什么。
And for some people, it has already become a habit, and putting on a facade is nothing uncommon.
比如说在商场上，为了宣传自己的好东西，实际上没有那么好，但是呢，它外表标出来的广告呢是非常好。
For example, a person who is advertising his products and his business, it may not seem to be a good product, but the advertisements boosted up.
所以在外面的宣传跟里面的产品不一样，也可以说是表里不一。
So the real quality of the products and what it has been advertised, if they are not the same, then we call that putting on a facade as well.
甚至有的国家它国家的政策呢有两个策略，像国际间所宣布的一样，另外呢在它里内部呢又不一样的。
And another example, when applied to the country, they may have a policy that is different when they actually apply it within their own country and also when they apply it outside the country.
为什么要这样？
Why is that they would have these two different policy?
因为为了自己的安全，为了自己的利益。
It is for their own national security.
因为不能够信任别人，只能够相信自己。
And this is also because they cannot trust the other people, only themselves.
所以呢，就有这种两种不一样的策略。
And that is why they have this kind of different policy, internal and externally.
有的人他为了国家的极重要的机密事件。
And some for the sake of political secret.
他为了要对他自己国家所负起的责任，所以他在外表所宣布的，跟他所知道的。完全不一样。
And in order to protect their own country, what they announce is different from what they actually practice.
也是为了整个国家的机密。
And this is also to protect the secrecy of their own country.
所以有的人就不断地一直表现出这种表里不一。
And therefore, there are some people who continue to put on the facade.
那对个人来说呢，言语跟行为不一样，也可以说是表里不一。
And for individual, if what you say is different from what you do, then we also call this person putting on a facade.
内心所想的跟言语所说的不一样，也可以说表里不一。
And this is also the same when what you think is different from what you say.
所以这个牵涉非常广。
So it encompasses many.
有时候让人很难去分辨哪一个对，哪一个不对。
And it's difficult for us sometimes to differentiate what is right and what is wrong.
因为他有很充分的这种理由啊。
Because this person who put on the facade has lots of excuses.
为了他自己的安全。
Perhaps it's for his own safety.
为了他自己的利益。
Perhaps it's for his own benefit.
为了自己的荣耀。
For his own glory.
所以不断扮演表里不一的动作。
And that is why he keep putting on the facade for himself.
当然呢，这些都是要给人看的。
Of course, all this is for others to see.
但是呢，在我们宗教里面呢，虽然有宗教的外衣，跟表现的不一样。
And within our religion, there are also what we call put on outer coat, and which is our deed.
但是在我们神的家里，人人心中有神的就不太一样。
But for us, coming to this house of God, who has God in our heart, then we are different.
所以在神的家中呢，表里不一就会渐渐减少。
And within the house of God, those people who put on the facade will slowly decreases.
因为到底在神的家中呢，是和平温暖的家。
Because they know that when they come to this house of God, it's a house that's filled with warmth and love.
也是人人心中有神，不断地灵修自己，让自己呢能够在神的面前得到喜悦。
And they know that it comes to this place, to meet people who has God in their heart.
我们早上要以主耶稣所说的比喻里面呢哪一个来做一小部分的阐明？
And this morning we're going to learn from a parable given by Jesus for our mutual encouragement.
请看马太福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
二十八节到三十二节。
Sorry, Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音二十一章二十八节到三十二节。
Verse 28-32.
又说，一个人有两个儿子，他来对大儿子说：“我的儿子，你今天到葡萄园里去做工。”二十九节。
29.
他回答说：“我不去，以后自己懊悔就去了。”又来对小儿子也是这样说。他回答说：“父啊，我去。”他却不去。三十一节。
31.
你们想这两个儿子是哪一个遵循父的命令呢？他们说大儿子。耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国。三十二节。
32.
因为约翰真的一路到你们这里来，你们却不信他，税吏和娼妓倒信他，你们看见了，后来还是不懊悔去信他。主耶稣在这边说一个比喻。
Here Jesus he talks about a parable.
他为什么要说这个比喻呢
？Why does he want to tell them about this parable？
从二十三节到二十七节这一段所记载的，大概让我们了解。
And we can understand this from verse 23-27.
那时候主耶稣在圣殿里面。
This was the time when Jesus was, he was in the temple.
有很多人在聆听他的教训。
And there were many people who came and listened to his teaching.
那么祭司长和民间的长老呢，也很多在那边呐。
And among them there were chief priests and elders of the people.
当然呢，这里面也包括有一些文士法利赛。
And among these people there are also the scribes and the Pharisees.
他们问耶稣一些问题，耶稣不直接回答他们。
They posed a few questions to Jesus, but Jesus he did not answer them directly.
因为知道这些人心里所怀的不太好。
Because Jesus knows that these people has wrong intention.
所以主耶稣就在这个时候连续讲了几个比喻。
And with that in mind, he said these parables.
那么刚才我们所看的这一段就是说有一个人有两个儿子。
Just now the parable we've read talks about there was a man who has two sons.
那先对大儿子说，你进去我的葡萄园工作。
And this man said to his first son, go and work today in my vineyard.
那这个大儿子说他不去。
But the elder son said, I will not go.
在父亲的面前呢，他顶嘴啊。
He retaliated against his father.
表示他不听话。
And this show his disobedient.
当然呢，父亲听到大儿子这些话呢，心里很不舒服。
Of course, father, he was not happy with with the answer of his first son.
但是这个儿子刚刚这么讲的，也许心里很舒服，但后来呢，心里是很难过。
But for his first son, after when he said it, he regretted it.
因为他是有思想的人。
Because he is a man of thought.
他后来渐渐冷静下来，哎，我怎么可以对父亲这么不敬呢？
Then later on, he thought about what he had said and was upset about how he disrespected his father.
哎，父亲把我养大，我怎么可以不进去这个葡萄园工作呢？
He has thought about how his father had brought him up and he refused his father at his command.
所以越想越后悔。
And the more he thought about it, the more he feel regret.
但是话已经说出口了。
But he already said that he refused to go to work in the vineyard.
他没有根据他那话坚持到底。
But he did not hold on to what he said.
他后来还是呢违背他那话付诸行动。
And in the end, he went against his word.
这是表里不一啊。
This is what we call putting on the facade.
但是这是经过一段时间。
But this is only after a period of time.
那么 这个做父亲的呢，啊，就对小儿子说：“你进去葡萄园工作。”
Then later on, his father he went to his second son and said, "Likewise, go to the vineyard and work."
这个小儿子答得很轻快，说：“我去呀。”
And his son answered very lightly and said, "I'll go."
这种甜言蜜语听得很舒服。
And of course, what he said pleased his father.
当然呢，在父亲的啊很快的反应里面，这个小儿子真乖。
And in the thought of the father, perhaps we think that this son is very obedient.
很听话。
Is a good son.
但是一整天都没有进去工作了。
But although he said, "I'll go," he did not go.
言行不义啊。
And again, he did not put what he said into action.
这也可以说呢，他心里所想跟嘴巴所说的呢，啊，不一样。
This is a person who would say things, who would do things differently from what he said.
所以这两个人都表里不一啊。
And we can see that these two sons are two people who put on the facade.
你说这两个人哪一个好呢？
Now, if we were to judge who is better.
在短时间很难判断。
Within this short period of time, it is difficult for us to discern.
当然呢，主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，啊，给这些人去判断，他们说大儿子比较好。
When after Jesus said this parable, he asked the rest of people to judge who is better, and most of them replied the older son.
他虽然也是表里不一，但是呢，还是比这个小儿子好。
Although he refused in the beginning, but he accepted it, and so he might be better than the second son.
因为他会检讨自己。
Because he is a person who is able to examine himself.
因为他会想到父亲的恩典，又想到自己的行为。
He was able to examine and think about the grace and his own behavior.
也许他还会想到其他有关的事情。
And he may relate it to many other incidents.
所以呢，这些祭司长还有这些法利赛人都认为这个大儿子比较好。
Therefore, the priest and the elders of the people, they all think that the older son's better.
但后来他们又听出呢，主耶稣这个比喻是指的他们这些这个小儿子不听话的，就是指的他们。
But then later on, they sort of got the hint that the second son actually referring to them.
后来后悔。进去工作的是指着这些税吏跟娼妓。
And that the first son actually refers to the tax collector and the harlot.
这些人在犹太的社会是罪人。
These people in the eyes of the Jewish at that time are considered as sinners.
但是他们还是很坦诚的悔改，接纳神。
But they all repent to God and receive God.
那么这些法利赛人，这些当祭司有尊贵族分的人，在宗教的外衣上呢，非常好看。
On the other hand, the chief priests and elders of people, they may put on a very nice outer coat in the eyes of religion.
但是内心一直没有办法容下神的真理。
But within their heart, they are not able to keep the truth.
这是主耶稣在世传福音的很困难去突破的一件事情。
And this is one of the greatest obstacles for Jesus when he was trying to preach the gospel.
为什么基督教在现在这个社会也很难去突破呢？
Why is it difficult for us today to preach Christianity in our society today?
也是同样有这种情形啊。
And we encounter the same problems.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面先提到有一个人。
In the parable, Jesus mentioned there was a man.
这个人呢是当父亲的。
And this man is a father.
那这个比喻里面呢，这个人也可以指到天上的神。
And this parable, this father can also refer to the father in heaven.
那么神是创造万物的，跟万物啊，世人都有连带的关系。
And we know that God is the creator of all, and he has close relationship with all he has created.
所以以创造的意义来说呢，神跟每个人来说呢，他就是众人的天父。
So from the significance of creation, God is the father of all mankind.
在约伯记里面也提到这个，连雨水昏倒也称神为父。
And in the book of Job, it also mentioned that even the water and the rain called father as the father in heaven.
所以自然界的一切呢，都来源是从神来的。
So we know that everything from nature come from God.
但是耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，这个原意啊，跟这个天父呢，还有一点点不一样。
But in this parable, this father is still a little bit different from the heavenly father.
当然呢，这个父亲是主的神，但是这两个儿子不见得主的所有的属人。
This father may refer to God, but this two sons may not refer to all mankind.
以当时的这个背景来说，可以说是主的这些啊犹太人有分为在宗教上很热心的，还有呢在社会上呢被人看为罪人的这些税吏跟娼妓。
This two sons may refer to just the people within the Jewish community, a group of them who are zealous in religion, and another group who make up the tax collector and the harlot.
那么对我们现在来说呢？
And if we were to put this context in today's life,
真正能够成为神的儿子啊，是我们这些信耶稣的人。
To be considered as the children of God are those people like us who believe in Jesus.
所以不能说全世界的人都是神的儿子。
Therefore, we cannot say that all mankind are children of God.
所以这有广义跟狭义的不同。
So, there's a wider way of looking at it and also a narrow way of looking at this.
肉身归肉身啊。
We can differentiate between the spirit and also the physical.
灵性归灵性，有时候有分别的。
There's difference between spirituality as well as what belong to the world.
这个在神的儿子的名分上有时候有这种区别。
And within the name of God, there's such a differences.
请参看罗马书九章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
第八节。罗马书第九章第八节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 8.
这就是说肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女。唯独那应许的儿女才算为是后裔。
That is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promised are counted as the seed.
在肉体方面呢，亚伯拉罕的后裔非常多。
In flesh, there are many descendants of Abraham.
但是呢，他的这些后裔不能够全部成为是神的百姓，神的儿女。
But all these descendants cannot be considered.As the children of God.
因为这里面呢，有神特别应许的。
Because within this, there is promise from God.
所以保罗在阐明这一方面的道理的时候，他说：“肉身所生的儿女归肉身的。”
Therefore, when Paul was teaching this truth, he said that those who are children of flesh are still are not the children of God.
尤其现在呢，真正配称为神的儿女，是要真正信耶稣的人。
Especially for those who are considered as children of God are those who believe in Jesus.
所以主耶稣在世的时候，凡不接纳他的人，怎么可以称为神的儿女呢
？And when Jesus was still in his ministry on earth, and those people who cannot accept him, they cannot be considered as children of God.
但是主耶稣讲这个比喻是期待。他们以后能够成为神的儿女。
But when Jesus he tells them about this parable, is hoping that they can all come to be children of God one day.
请看约翰福音第一章十二节。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第一章十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God to those who believe in his name.
凡是接纳主耶稣的，能够信主耶稣名的人。
For those people who can receive Jesus and also believe in his name.
天父真神要给这些人呢特别的权柄，成为神的儿女。
Our Heavenly Father will give them this right to become his children.
当然呢信耶稣的名，这个底下还包括要得到赎罪的洗礼，跟得到圣灵的证明。
And of course, to believe in His name includes to be baptized in water and His Spirit.
所以加拉太书第四章第六节那边有提到。
Therefore, in Galatians chapter 4 verse 6,
神差遣圣灵居住在我们心里。
It mentions that God has sent the Holy Spirit to come to live in our heart.
让我们很自然地称呼父神为阿爸父。
And so it's very natural for us to cry out in our heart, calling our Father Abba.
在罗马书第八章那边也提到，圣灵跟我们同证明我们是神的儿女。
In the book of Romans, it also tells us that the Spirit of God proves that we are the children of God.
当主耶稣成为人族，带着肉身在世界上受受洗约翰的洗礼的时候
，When Jesus come in flesh and received baptism from John the Baptist.
他从水里上来，天上就有声音说：“这是我的爱子。”
The moment he came up and out from the water, there was a voice from heaven that says, "This is my beloved son."
所以今天我们真正有圣灵同在的教会，有受罪的权柄，这种洗礼我们已经领受的人，真是神的儿女。
And today we are in a church with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we have this baptism that remit our sin, so we are considered as children of God.
当然，这是有区别的，就是属神跟不是属神的人。
And therefore, we can further differentiate that there are people who believe and belong to God, and there are people who do not belong to God.
所以，真正属神的人就称为神的儿女。
And for those people who belong to God are considered as the children of God.
所以，主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，有一个人有两个儿子，当然期待，这些还没信耶稣的人。有一天能信耶稣成为神的儿子。
And here in the parable, in the book of John, when Jesus mentioned about these two sons, he's hoping for the one that would did not believe in him will come to believe in him one day.
当然呢，这两个儿子也许也是指着两个人。
And these two sons also can refer to two different kind of people.
像这个小儿子呢，他不称父亲啊，在英文里面说称先生啊。
And when we read closely, we realize that the second son, he did not acknowledge his father as father, but called him sir.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，所涵盖的比较广。
So again, in this parable, Jesus, his intention covers many.
所以这两个儿子呢，也可以说在道德上分为两种人。
And these two sons can refer to two kinds of people with two moral standards.
以当时的背景来说呢，大儿子是指的税吏跟娼妓。
At that society at the time, the older son may refer to the tax collector as well as a harlot.
小儿子是指的这些文士法利赛人。
And the second son may refer to the scribe and the Pharisee.
那么主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，不是要单给这些人听啊，当然把它记录下来，也留给以后的人，很多人都可以去看的。
And when he said this parable, his intention is not just for that group of people to listen, but also to be recorded down so more people can come and learn from his teaching.
所以广义上可以说在道德上把它列为两种人。
So we were to put in a broader perspective, he's referring to two different kind of person with two moral standards.
这个道德的标准呢，也很难去定出来。
And we have learned that in the past that it's difficult to set a moral standard.
所以这两种人呢，也表示的他们有两种的罪孽。
These two kind of people also refers that they have two different kind of iniquity.
当然轻重不一样。
Whether one is heavier and lighter, they are different as well.
刚开始的时候，两个儿子都不好。
In the beginning, both of them are not good in the eyes of his father.
但后来呢，有一个比较好。
But later on, one become better.
所以人的罪孽分高低不平啊。
So again, our sin is different in levels.
很难说你好，他不好，很难去分别。
And it's difficult for us to judge whether you are better than the other.
那在这个比喻里面，基本上两个人都不好。
And in this parable, both of them are not good in the eyes of the father.
刚开始很难下定论说谁好谁不好。
In the beginning, it was difficult to give a judgment whether who is better.
所以在主耶稣还没有再来审判之前呢，你很难说谁好谁不好。
And therefore, before the coming of Jesus, before his judgment, it's very difficult for us to say who is better.
因为人呢，经常在不断扮演表里不一的人。
Because man continues to put on the facade.
所以有时候呢，真真假假很难去判断。
And it's very difficult for us to discern what is truth or not.
那么耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，他提到这个葡萄园。
Again, in this parable, Jesus mentioned the vineyard.
这个葡萄园呢，也有广义跟狭义来解释的。
And there's also a narrow way to explain this vineyard and a broader way to explain this vineyard.
在另外的这个比喻里面呢，他也有提到这个天国好像葡萄园。
In another parable, Jesus mentioned that the heavenly kingdom is like a vineyard.
请看马太福音二十章第一节。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音二十章第一节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 1.
因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工。
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard.
天国好像家族雇人去葡萄园工作啊。
Here's like, it says the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out in the morning to tend to his vineyard.
所以呢，在这个两个儿子进去葡萄园工作的这个葡萄园呢，包括很广。
And therefore, again, the parable encompassed many teaching.
以当时来说呢，神也指的整个以色列民族好像一个葡萄园啊。
At a point of time, Jesus may refer to that the whole of the Israelite is just like a vineyard.
那这些以色列人牵涉到的信仰跟神的问题，都包括在这个葡萄园里面。
And within the Israelite, whether their life or their faith, they are all part and parcel of this vineyard.
在这个宗教信仰里面，必须要付出的、要做的事情，都包括在里面的。
And within the field of religion, there are many things that they need to tend to, and this is also working in the vineyard.
我们请参看以赛亚书第五章第七节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第五章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 5 verse 7.
万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的事就是犹大人。他指望的是公平，谁知道倒有暴虐？指望的是公义，谁知道有怨声？这里提到说，以色列家是神的葡萄园。
Here it says that the house of Israel is the vineyard of the Lord.
所以在信仰的经营上呢，有很多的工作。
Therefore, in path of faith, there are many work to do.
我们通称把它称为圣工。
And we refer to all this work as holy work.
所以，这个做父亲的叫两个儿子进葡萄园做工，参加圣工。
And back to the parable when the father asks his two sons to work in the vineyard, he's actually asking them to do holy work.
当然呢，进葡萄园工作也有工钱的，但是有的呢是自己应尽的本分，因为那是自己的。
Some people will work for wages, but some people will volunteer to work in the vineyard.
那么在新约来说呢，当然呢是指着呢神的教会。
And in the New Testament, the vineyard refers to the church of God.
这里面有很多的工作。
And within the church, there are many work to be done.
包括带人来相信耶稣这种工作。
For example, bring others to come and believe in Jesus.
所以救恩要把它推展出去，让更多的人来得到益处。当然要很多人参加这种工作。
And to spread the gospel of salvation for many people to benefit from it, we require a lot of labors.
所以神呢，希望做已经做神的儿女的，能够进葡萄园工作。
Therefore, God hopes that for those who are His children can come into the vineyard and work for Him.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面是说，今天进去工作。
And in the parable, Jesus said, "Today, go to work."
所以有关在葡萄园工作呢，当年这一份工作是非常有价值的。
And there are a lot of value for a person to put in work in. the vineyard.
尤其在我们教会里面，我们要强调的就是教会很多很多多样的工作。
Especially in our church today, the same would be like working the vineyard. There are many different nature of work to be done.
包括撒种、浇灌啊，都在里面的。
Whether you're sowing the seed and watering the seed, there are all the work to be done.
哥林多前书第三章六节到第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第三章第五节到第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 5 to 8.
亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。第六节。
Verse 6.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。第七节。
7.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌也算不得什么，主在那叫他成长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。从这段所记载，带领一个人来进入真教会，这也是进入葡萄园工作啊。
When you come to Canada and you have brought a person to come to believe in the Lord, that is also considered as one to work in the vineyard.
还有包括呢，啊，在教会里面有很多的工作。
Also within the church, there are many work to be done.
能够让弟兄姐妹得到造就的。
If you can edify your brothers and sisters,
这些呢都是很美好的工作的。
These are all considered as beautiful work.
能够建立信仰，让他的灵性成长。
If you can establish his faith, and so his faith will grow.
当然呢，在这里面的工作呢，也有看得见，也有看不见的。
And all this work, some of them we can see, but some we cannot.
有的人就是不断的在别人不知道的时候啊的时候呢，在他的带导之下得到效果啊。
But some of us here continue to work quietly by praying.
所以在神的家中有很多爱神的人。默默无闻的在工作。
And within this house of God, there are a lot of us here who love God and work for Him quietly.
当然呢，也有一些呢是人看得见的。
But also there are some work that people can see.
但都是在葡萄园工作的。
But all these work are work in the vineyard.
所以在信仰方面呢，当然我要趁着今天呐。
And in matter of faith, we have to behold today.
我们请参看希伯来书第三章十三节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书第三章十三节。
Hebrew chapter
第三章十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了，在信仰上的互相关怀。
Verse 13 here says that we have to exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
这种关怀呢，有时候要趁着时候啊。
And to encourage and show concern of one another, we have to know the timing.
当然希望呢，每个人都不会受罪迷惑，反而跟神更亲近。
And of course we hope that none of us here will be deceived by sin and we can come close to God.
这种建设性的勉励是非常重要的。
Any edifications that will help to build our faith is very important.
所以在葡萄园工作真的很有意义的。
Therefore, there's a lot of value when one person works in the vineyard.
能够建立很多人的美好的信仰。
Because you can establish the faith of many people.
还能够把握住主耶稣还没再来之前呢。就是神耶纳的时候。
And also you can grab hold of this present before the coming of our Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣在讲那个比喻的时候。
Now when Jesus, he talks about this parable.
他没有说法利赛人不能进天国。
He didn't say that the Pharisee cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣还是期待他们能够进去的。
He was still hoping that they can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他只是说呢，税吏跟娼妓呢，先进去啊。
But here he only said that the tax collector and the harlot are the one that will enter the kingdom of God before you.
因为他们先悔改。
Because they are the people who repented first.
施洗约翰出来传悔改的道理，他们就接受了。
The moment when John the Baptist preached the gospel of repentance, they had already received, accepted.
主耶稣出来传说天国近了，大家悔改，他们就悔改了。
And when Jesus, preached that the kingdom of God is near, repent, and they repented.
当然也有少数的法利赛人相信耶稣啊。
Of course, there are also a small group of the Pharisees who come to believe in Jesus.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，提到这个大儿子，啊。叫他进去葡萄园工作。
In this parable, Jesus mentioned that there was this father instruct the older son to go to work in the vineyard.
他口头上说我不去。
He may first said that I will not go.
如果你是父亲，你听到儿子这么一说呢，你会觉得对你忤逆点状。
As father, if you were to listen, if you were to have your son retaliate against you, then you find that your son is disobedient.
但是有的做父亲很了解自己的儿子。
But for some father, he has a good understanding of his son.
他嘴巴很硬啊，但是心很软啊。
This father perhaps he understands the son that he may be hard with his speech, what he said, but he does not mean what he said.
那么这个大儿子也许是这种人呐、啊。
And perhaps his first son falls under this category.
那么神往往呢会给这种人有思想的空间。
God often gives time for thought for this kind of people.
让他能够有修正的机会。
For this person to adjust to their thought.
让这种人呢有很多的楼梯可以下来。
So that this person have a lot of space to move ahead.
不要一直高高在上，站在这种顶嘴的态度。
And that this person will not always on high and lofty ground and often retaliate against others.
所以从历代以来到现在，神就是这样苦心经营呐。
And since the ancient time until today, God with His patience has been waiting.
好像这个比喻里面呢，主耶稣所说的这种含义在里面。
It's just like this teaching we can learn from this parable.
所以这个大儿子后来为什么会懊悔呢？
And why do you think that this older son later on he become remorse and he regretted what he said?
因为人有良心，因为人有思想。
Because all man has conscience and all man has thought.
人不是石头，人是做的。
Man is not a stone but is made of flesh.
人人都是做心呐。
And everyone has.A heart of flesh,
是非常软的
and it's sensitive.
所以嘴巴硬，心是很软的
Perhaps the son, his one, he may be hard with his speech, but he is soft in his heart.
当然呢，这种人也会渐渐修正他的口气
And this kind of person will slowly adjust his tone.
如果随着年龄的增长呢，这种口气都不改变的话。
And this person were to grow, and yet the tone has not changed.
这种人一辈子就是吃亏啊，一直撞，受很多的苦啊。
And this person will continue to suffer.
所以这个大儿子呢，在这个比喻里面呢，他还是会后悔，还是有空间的。
So in this parable, we can see that the older son will one day regret because God gave him time to think.
请看以西结书十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
27节、28节。
Ezekiel chapter 18.
27节、28节。
Verse 27-28.
以西结书十八章27节、28节。
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 27-29.
再者，恶人就回头离开他所行的恶，行正直与合理的事。他必将性命救活了。28节。
28。
因为他思量，回头离开所犯的一切罪过，必定存活不至于死亡。恶人不是永远都是坏的。
The wicked one will not always continue to be wicked.
因为他也有思想，也有良心的。
Because they still have their conscience and they still have thought.
当他在思量自己所行的，在估计自己所做的不好。
And when they examine what they have done and what they have committed that was wrong,
他会像这个大儿子会后悔的。
They may be like this older son will one day regret.
当他后悔的时候，他会回头。
And the moment when they regret, they will turn away and come back to God.
本来是神所不喜悦的。
Originally, they are the one that detested by God.
但是他回头以后是神所欢迎的。
But when they come back to God, God welcomes them.
所以神啊，经常给人有这种空间去改善自己。
So God often gives us lots of time and space to change ourselves.
为什么你能够活到现在？就是神给你机会啊。
Why is that we continue to live until today? It is because God gives us this time and space and chance.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，就告诉我们，神啊，实在爱非常的大，不断的给我们机会。
And from this parable, we can realize that God's love is great because He gives us lots of opportunity to change.
所以我们呢，能够跟这个大儿子一样，也许呢嘴巴很硬，但是会渐渐修正的。
Therefore, today we may be like this older son, although we are hard with our words, but slowly we'll come and change.
本来呢，很软弱，没有办法付出行动。
And maybe we are weak in faith and we cannot do what we said.
但是经过几次的挣扎以后会付出行动。
But after a few struggles, then slowly you will put your words into actions.
所以在教会就是有很多这种好的人啊。
And within this house of God, there are many people like this.
所以当年我们教会呢，一定有希望的。
And therefore, there are a lot of hope in our church.
有神同在的教会怎么会没有希望呢
？A church with God abide, surely there's hope.
如果我们一直说我们教会没有希望，一直堕落啊，等于呢看轻神呐。
And if we keep saying there's no hope within church, then we are belittling God.
神的教会真的神会看顾的。
This is the church of God, and God will take care of His church.
当然呢，我们在这个神的家中呢，也是神呐、不断的恩待的。
And within this house of God, we are all children of Him that He will show favor and mercy.
神最了解我们每一个人啊。
And He understands all of us here.
所以他对我们每一个人的经营呢，付出很大的苦心啊。
And He put a lot of thought in what we put out in our work.
我们再请看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
第六节第七节
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6, 7
以赛亚书五十五章第六节第七节
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6 and 7
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他相见的时候求告他恶人当离弃自己的道路不义的人当除掉自己的意念归向耶和华耶和华就必怜恤他当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。神一直到现在给我们寻求的机会。
Until today, God still gives us the time to seek Him.
一直让我们有求告的机会。
And for us, to put our request to Him.
一直呢，抱着怜惜的态度来接纳我们。
And He continues to show mercy to receive us.
所以神。真的给我们有很大的空间呐、
And truly, God give us a lot of time and space.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，也表示神很重视一个坏人会改变。
And in this parable, we can also learn that God He plays a lot of emphasis, hoping that the wicked will change.
再怎么不好的人，神都希望他能够渐渐的变好。
No matter how bad this person is, God still has this hope that this person can be better.
当然呢，神这种心肠，我们也可以去学习，去效法他。
And we can learn from God in this area.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面
In this parable,
他后来强调，这些回答的人所回答就是大儿子遵行父的命令。
He refers to those people who answer the question that the older son is the one who obey the father.
所以世界上有很多人称呼耶稣为主啊。
In this world, there are many people who call Jesus Lord, Lord.
但是到现在，真正遵循他的旨意的人多不多呢
？But today, How many of those people of us actually obey his word?
到现在都还不知道。
And it's still a question.
但是有一天就知道。
But one day it will be revealed.
请看马太福音第七章二十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Verse 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
根据教会的历史到现在，称呼主的人太多了。
According to church history until today, there are many people who says to the Lord,
And
there are also many people who obey the Father.
也许少数的人呢没有确实遵循。
But there are also a small minority who refuse to obey.
那么当那些人回答这个大儿子遵循父的命令的时候，
And when they answer that the older son is the one who obeyed the Father,
那么主耶稣说税吏跟娼妓呢 比你们先进天国啊。
Then Jesus replied that it is the tax collector and the harlot who enter the kingdom of God before you.
也可以说呢先接纳神的恩典。
And this also means that these are the people who first received the grace from God.
以当时的情形来看，
And if we were to put in context at that time,
这种现象呢在四福音里面的记录蛮多的。
And this kind of scenario we can find in the four gospel.
请看路加福音第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
二十九节。
Chapter 7, verse 29.
路加福音第七章二十九节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 29.
众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见这话就以神为义。这里提到说，众百姓还有税吏。
Here says that all people, even the tax collector,
他们能够呢，在受洗约翰的道理里面得到美好的造就。
They were.Able to receive edification from John the Baptist.
所以他们呢，内心就以神为义啊。
And therefore they are justified by God.
开始以神做标准来追求长进。
And they put God as the standard to pursue their spirituality.
这非常重要。
This is very important for them.
表示他不断的尊重神。
And this means that they are people who revere God.
不是以人做标准，是以神为标准的。
Not using man as standard, but God as their standard.
那这些人呢？他们接受约翰悔改的洗礼。
These are the people who received the baptism from John the Baptist.
请看第三章十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 12.
路加福音三章十二节。
Luke chapter 3, verse 12.
又有税吏来要受洗，问他说：“夫子，我们当做什么呢？”这里提到有一些税吏要来受约翰的洗。
Here it says that there were a group of tax collector who came and want to be baptized.
这些税吏有学问又有地位啊。
These are the people who has education and they have status in society.
但是他们非常谦卑说：“我们要怎么做呢？”
But yet they are humble and they ask, "What should we do?"
约翰告诉他们呐、
，And John the Baptist answered.
所以他们呢，能够改变自己的行为。
Answered them, and later on they were able to change their behavior and their deed.
这种人神呢，一定会欢迎接纳他们。
These are the group of people who will be welcomed by God.
不是永远呢，好像人对人就撇弃他们。
And otherwise they'll be forsaken by men.
所以神呢，一直到现在还不断的在接纳这些罪人悔改。
So until today, God is still waiting for all the sinners to repent.
那主耶稣在传道理的时候呢，税吏真正接纳他的，像马太福音的作者马太。
When Jesus was preaching, there was also a tax collector who received Jesus, and one of them is Matthew.
他坐在税官上，在执行职务的时候，主耶稣号召他。
And he was one of the chief tax collector, and he was, when he was working, Jesus called him.
他能够呢啊离开他这个有保障有固定性的工作呢啊放弃这个工作来跟随耶稣啊。
At that time, he was able to give up his job and follow Jesus.
你能够说他不好吗？
Then can we say he's not good?
他是非常好。
In the eyes of God, he's good.
除了马太以外，路加福音十九章也记载一个税吏长撒该啊。
And beside Matthew, it's recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 6, there's another tax collector, his name is Zacchaeus.
虽然是众人心目中的罪人。
Although Zacchaeus is considered as a sinner in the eyes of those Jewish people,
但是他受主耶稣爱的感召，就在主耶稣的面前180度的改变悔改了。
But because of God's love, he was changed totally.
如果主耶稣碰到他，一直责备他的不对，他怎么会悔改？不可能。
Should Jesus had rebuked him for what he has done, he would never repent.
是爱才能够真正来促进人悔改。
And therefore, love is the one who made a person repent.
那除了这些税吏以外，也有娼妓来接受主耶稣的爱。
And beside the tax collector, there were also harlots who come and received the love from Jesus.
这个在四福音里面呢，有好几个地方记载。
And this is recorded in the four gospels.
其中有一个地方呢，值得我们参考的。
And there's one incident worthy for us to study.
请看路加福音第七章三十六节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 32.
路加福音第七章三十六节到三十八节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 32 to 38.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣的背后，挨着他的脚哭。眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。主耶稣在法利赛人家坐席。
This incident talks about once when Jesus went to the Pharisee's house.
作为表示主耶稣也接纳法利赛人。
And it shows that Jesus also accepts the Pharisees.
在这个时候呢，有一个罪女。可能是娼妓的。
And at this incident, there was a woman. Perhaps she is a harlot.
她来到这里的表现，我们可以看出她是真心悔改。
And in her performance here, we can see that she truly repented.
后来呢，遭受这一家的主人的批评呐。
However, what she did was then being criticized by the owner of the house.
但是主耶稣称赞她爱大。
But then Jesus praised that he's the one with the greatest love. She's the one with the greatest love.
所以他所得到的赦免也大。
And therefore, she also received much forgiveness.
请看四十七节、四十八节。
Verse 47.
所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的。
Therefore, I say to you that her sin.
他的爱就少。四十八节。于是对女人说：“你的罪赦免了。”从这里所记载的，让我们知道，这个罪女呢，得到主耶稣的原谅。
From this incident, we can see that this woman, she was forgiven by Jesus.
所以主耶稣在这个两个儿子的比喻里面
，Therefore, from this parable of these two sons,